Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping with more time selling. eBay 2018 Spring Seller Update includes the news that eBay is changing from a primarily historically listing-based shopping experience to more of a product-based shopping experience. Here now to explain what that means for your business is Victor Levitin. He's the founder and CEO of Crazy Lister, as well as an award-winning eBay seller. Victor, what exactly is the new eBay product-based shopping experience?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes.
Well, you know how you search eBay, and let's say you're searching for an iPhone 6, and you're getting thousands on thousands of search results, right? So eBay are looking to improve the buying and both the selling experience for the sellers. And so what will happen is that they will combine similar listings for the same product under what will be called a product page. So we basically get one search result per model. So under this product page, you will have all the hundreds or even thousands of individual listings for the same product. And this experience makes eBay much more structured and much more easier and faster for shoppers to use.
So is that why eBay's making the change, basically?
Oh, yeah, definitely. eBay is, you know, is working in a very competitive landscape. And frankly, the shopping experience on eBay is outdated at the moment. So this is eBay actually catching up with the new standards.
So we're going to hear more about this excitement for eBay Open. By the way, Griff, it's 10:15 at night in Israel.
Oh, okay.
And Victor's calling in on Skype. So we may have...
Yeah, not only that, it's a local holiday here in Israel.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
And yet you're calling us. Are you supposed to do anything like this on your holiday?
Oh, it's okay. We have a very long holiday here. It's Passover.
Okay. Lasts a while. What categories are affected by this change?
Okay, so eBay will be gradually making the change towards the product-based experience. If you go to the official eBay update, you will see the exact categories. There are like... about 10 categories, specific categories that will be updated first. Those include Apple, mainly Apple products, for example, Nest products, but they are very, very limited to, you know, to items that are very easily, that can be very easily attached to a product from eBay's own catalog. And later this year, they will expand it beyond specific products to whole categories. So it will be a very gradual update. It will probably take 2 to 3 years, if not more.
So how do sellers associate their listing with a product from the eBay catalog?
There are basically two scenarios here. The first scenario is how do you attach how do you associate a new product that you list on eBay? And in this case, you know how... Well, today, if you go to launch a new product, to list a new product, eBay first asks you, go ahead and enter your product's name and see if we already have it in our catalog. So today, it's optional, whereas with the new product-based category, you will be required to associate your product to a catalog product from eBay's catalog. So this is for the... for creating new listings. While for existing listings, if you have live listings, you'll have this icon on, you already have it at the top right of your revised page, where you can click on it in order to map or to associate your existing live listing to a product from the catalog. And it's basically the same, as soon as you click on that button, it's the same experience as with listing a new item against the catalog. It's the same search and the same results, same process.
And when will the new product-based shopping experience update take effect?
eBay is starting with the first few products, actually in 1 month, in May.
Okay. So Griff, I'm going to ask you both this. Will sellers still be able to create their own listings?
Yes, of course, except for the 14 product lines that were announced in the update and its specific products. You can still create a listing without the product catalog if you choose. However, I want people who are presented with that choice to think twice about that, because if it's a product-based experience, you will do yourself a disservice by not providing the information needed so that you're included on that page. Otherwise, people aren't going to see your listing. So if there is a UPC code, or if there is some identifier like brand or a part number, make sure you're putting that in there, because otherwise you're not going to catch all the buyers that are coming looking for that item.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And we call it discoverability. The more information you give to eBay, especially the item details, the more discoverable your listing becomes. eBay can easily surface you up for relevant searches.
So what will happen to what will happen to sellers' listings if they don't associate them with the eBay catalog?
Yeah, so again, it will be gradual. At first, eBay allow you to still remain kind of unattached, so your listing can stay unassociated. But over time, wave after wave, eBay will expand the demand to more and more listings. And just like Griff said, in any case, it's in your best interest to associate the product, your listing to a product page as soon as possible. Because even if it's not yet a requirement by eBay, again, the more information you give eBay, the better your discoverability is.
That's true.
So how will the product-based shopping experience change listings ranking and search results, or will it?
That's an interesting question. So imagine the new eBay. So going back to my example, you will enter a product page where you have all the offers for an iPhone 6. And the question is, how will eBay rank these listings among themselves? And the answer is that it's not that much different from how Cassini works at the moment. I mean, after all, eBay's goal, eBay's mission is to connect shoppers with the most relevant version of the product for them. So it will probably be individual per buyer. So, for example, if eBay knows that you, the specific shopper, you're really fond of fast free shipping, then those listings that offer this service will be at the top for you specifically. Whereas if you're a price sensitive customer, eBay will probably surface the lowest price listings for you. So it will be kind of an individual experience. With that said, you know, there are universal kind of rules of dominating such a list, and that offer a competitive price, have enough quantity in stock, and of course, the higher your feedback and your ratings are, the better your chances to win the higher search results.
As a buyer right now, I always click on the show lowest price plus shipping first. Do you do that, Griff?
I tend to, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's...
I want to look for the value.
Yeah, that's it, right off the bat.
Exactly.
So another reason
there
to...
There you go. So it's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so for you guys, for the scenario that you've described, eBay's goal is to identify that you are looking for those deals, and to make it, even to save this extra click for you. So when you are on the product page, it will probably sort your listings by price by default for you.
You know, I know that in your own promotional material for Crazy Lister, you say that you always keep up to date on all the eBay changes, and you make sure your customers have the latest tools. How do you do that? I mean, do you find out in advance from eBay what they're going to do, and that's how you do it? How's that done?
Oh, that's really simple, actually. So eBay have what they call the developers console. So the developers for like a few tens of companies who work closely with eBay. We have this, let's say, once a month call with eBay where we share our feedback and we kind of consult with each other. It's actually a two-ways communication. And eBay is actually very good at explaining this major change, the new shopping experience, because it's a major change for eBay. So they want the developers on board, they want our feedback, and they want to get us our solutions ready, because a very large portion of eBay's trade is actually happening through third-party solutions, such as CrazyLister and others. So eBay, it's in the best of interest of eBay to keep us updated ahead of time so we can get our solutions ready and so we can work to educate our users, our sellers, to be prepared for the change.
So here's your time for the plug. Where do they go to find out more about CrazyLister?
So it's really simple. Either go to crazylister.com or search for our blog, CrazyLister Blog.
Thank you very much, Victor.
You,
we're just
Victor.
About out of time. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay. And ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's six plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need CrazyLister. CrazyLister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used CrazyLister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for CrazyLister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBayRadio, all one word. That's CrazyLister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with bulk auctions. You may have heard about bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods via the pallet or case. Now, beat bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, bulk sends an email saying you won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting at noon Eastern time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
Listen while you list.